Ignatius of Loyola. Before he founded the Jesuit religious order and became one of the greatest saints in the history of the church, he was a soldier for his native country, Spain. And even before he became a saint, he was a man of tremendous courage. One day he's out at battle with his fellow countrymen, and they begin to lose the war. And his soldiers begin to retreat. They fall behind, they think all hope is lost. And Ignatius says, "Don't give up, we can win this, keep fighting." Well, he's one of the only ones to keep fighting. He ends up getting hit with a cannonball, shatters all the bones in one of his legs. The break is so bad that he is homebound, bedbound for an entire year while he's on the mend. Well, when you don't have TV and you're in bed for a year, what else can you do but read? The house that he was in had two books. One was the Bible, and the other was a book on the lives of the saints. Ignatius had no real desire to read either, but he needed to pass the time. As he began to read the Bible, he fell in love with the life of our Lord. As he began to read the lives of the saints, he thought to himself, "Oh my gosh, what have I been doing? I've been wasting my life. Why don't I become a saint like these people?" And he started to say a quote to himself over and over. He would say, "Saint Dominic did it. Saint Francis did it. Why not you, Ignatius? Why not you?" My brothers and sisters, every single one of us should ask ourselves, why not me? And until we have made the decision to become a saint, we will never know the joy and the peace and the freedom that God wants us to reach. His own joy and peace and freedom. What is the goal of human life? It's to become a saint. And sometimes people hear that and think, "Oh, Father, come on, you know, maybe for you and the sisters, but for me, really? I live in the world, I have a common life." No, every single one of us. God wants all of us to go to heaven. How do we get there? We have to be holy. There's no other way. There's a great preacher, one of my favorite preachers, a Catholic priest still alive today. He says, over and over, the only definitive failure in life is the failure to become a saint. Because it's what every single one of us was made for. So how do we do it? Somebody one time asked Mother Teresa, "Mother Teresa, how do you become a saint?" She said, it's easy. You just will it. You just make the choice and do it. Why do many people not become saints? Because they never make the choice in the first place. They never decide for holiness. How can we ever achieve the goal if we don't set out upon it in the first place? We must decide to become saints. We hear in the book of Sirach today, "Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him." And we think, "Oh gosh, that's great. Well, of course I prefer goodness over evil. Right now I want life over death." But then we persist in serious sin. Right? We think, "Well, you know, if I go to church most Sundays, that's good enough, right? I mean, every Sunday, that's a little extreme." We get drunk on occasion, thinking, "You know, does God really care about that? You know, everybody does it." We'll look at pornography. "You know, I'm in the pride of my home. No one can see me. Who am I really harming?" And to top it all off, then we come and we receive Holy Communion with all those serious sins on our soul, which is probably the gravest of all the sins. When we make the decision, it must be total. Nothing lacking. And if you've never made that choice, I recommend that you do not leave this church today without doing so. And perhaps right after you receive our Lord in Holy Communion, while Jesus Christ is dwelling in your soul, go and kneel down in your pew and say, "Lord, okay, I want to give you everything. I want to be entirely yours with nothing lacking." And until we do that, we're like the scribes and the Pharisees. What did our Lord say today? And you've got to put yourself as if you were a Jewish person at that time. When he looks out and he has this crowd of people around him and he says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. What would that be like today? It would be if all of us were in here and our Lord was present, and he invited all the priests and religious of this diocese, and he looked out at all of you and he said, see all these present here in the sanctuary? Unless you become holier than them, you cannot go to heaven. We'd be shocked, we'd be scandalized. Oh my gosh, those are the most religious people I know. How could that be? Because conversion cannot merely be superficial or external. It has to go to the depths of our souls. One time I was with my spiritual director, and he says to me, for the rest of your life, from time to time, go before our Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. And he said, you kneel down before him, and from the recesses of your being, you ask him, Lord, what do I still lack? What aspects of my life have I not given over to you? What portions of my heart have I not surrendered? In what ways do I still fail to love you as I ought? He wants us completely. St. Thérèse of Lisieux one time said, God does not want half-hearted lovers. And who does? Right? So she said, I do not want to be a saint by halves. I want to be completely a saint. Totally, nothing lacking. Why don't people want to set out to become saints? What are the main reasons? The most common that I hear that I used to think myself, well, you know, it's not going to be very much fun. Right? What about all those sins that are real pleasurable? They only bring me a lot of joy. It's such a lie. Well, holiness goes hand in hand with happiness. The most joyful people in the world are the saints. They radiate joy. It's the most attractive thing in the world. We long for it. But we keep thinking, no, gosh, one day that sin is really going to bring me lasting pleasure. I'm sure of it. Even though every time it leaves our hearts empty. Mother Teresa one time said, whenever I see one of my sisters sad, and she was talking about her fellow missionaries of charity, women who had given their whole lives to our Lord. She said, whenever I see one of them sad, I know there is something in their life that they are not surrendering to God. There's some sacrifice that they're still unwilling to make. George Bernanos, the great Catholic author from last century, said, the only lasting sadness is not to become a saint. One other reason, why don't people want to set out for holiness? Because they don't want to become weird. Right? You think, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to be one of them. My older sister Kimberly, when she was in Rome, she had a spiritual director, a great American priest. And she was saying the same thing. She said, Father, you know, I read about the saints. I want to be holy, but I'm a little worried. I don't want to be seen as strange. And he looked at her and said, Kimberly, holiness is normalcy. The more holy you become, the more normal, the more fully human, because it's the way God made us. He said it is abnormal to not become holy. He said you look at Pope John Paul II or Blessed Mother Teresa, they could relate to anybody in the world. Why? Because they were holy. They were real. They were grounded. If we start practicing our faith more fully and we start doing odd things, we're doing something wrong. That shouldn't happen. I close with this final thought. If you've ever seen the movie Schindler's List, at the very end of the movie, if you haven't seen it, it's about a man, a German, who assisted Jewish people in order that they might survive the concentration camps, that they might be set free. At the end of the movie, it shows that this man has helped to save 60 to 100 Jews, maybe even more, maybe a couple of hundred. And as the war is defended, Germany has been defeated, he's watching these people go free, and all of a sudden his heart is pierced because he realized he could have done so much more. He looks down at the fancy watch that he's wearing, at the gold ring on his finger, and he thinks, oh my gosh, that could have purchased me at least another 10 Jews. Sometimes I fear that at the end of our lives we'll stand before God and we'll feel the exact same. Oh my gosh, I could have done so much more. May we not waste one day in choosing to become saints. God will give us the grace because He desires it even more than we do.